It's Thursday, May 13th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The economy is in comeback mode, but businesses can't find enough people to hire, despite millions of people that are still unemployed. Potential workers are holding back because of fears of getting sick, lack of childcare, and some are still making more money with enhanced unemployment benefits than they made in their pre-pandemic jobs. Eric Marath, labor and economics reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for why, despite an economy ready to be on fire, some businesses can't find employees. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
The economy is coming back after all the closures and everything of the pandemic. A lot of people have predicted that it would be kind of a big rush back, but it's going to take some time to get there. Unemployment numbers are improving, but what we're seeing is that businesses still can't find enough people to hire, especially in sectors like manufacturing, restaurants, and construction. They're all struggling to find workers. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about what we're seeing going on with the economy right now.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing in the economy is that the demand for goods and services is outstripping the supply of labor a little bit. A lot of people have gotten stimulus checks. A lot of people are feeling better. A lot of people saved a lot of money during the pandemic. If they're fortunate enough to keep their jobs but didn't have commuting or childcare expenses, put off vacations, and they want to spend that money, you get a stimulus check, you can go spend it tomorrow. It's harder to get that worker on board, right? And there's a lot of reasons why workers are a little hesitant to come back even still.
So what are the unemployment numbers that we've seen lately? Because my understanding is that part of it is improving, but then we'll get into kind of why some workers don't want to go back. And you know, it's kind of the things that we've been talking about, scared of getting COVID still. The unemployment benefits is a big thing. A lot of them are making more money than they would at their normal jobs. But what are those numbers that we're seeing right now?
Yeah, the latest unemployment number showed about 500,000 new applications for unemployment benefits last week. That's a vast improvement from a year ago, but it's still about double where we were before the pandemic began. That same report shows about 16 million Americans are receiving benefits. By way of comparison, it was about 2 million before the pandemic began. So 16 million is a lot of people receiving unemployment benefits still. Overall unemployment rate, it's fallen. It's about 6% now. It's expected to even tick down a little bit further. And that's basically normal, right? That's like the historic average. It's not real low, but it's certainly not what we saw a year ago.
Now, let's talk a little bit about why some workers might not want to get back into the workforce. One of the things that I keep seeing is that, you know, obviously some of them are making some decent money with their unemployment benefits right now, but others are waiting to get that better opportunity, let's say. They don't maybe want to go back into some of the sectors they were in before, so they're waiting for something else. People want to continue to work remotely. So if a job isn't offering that for them, maybe they're going to pass and they're going to wait on something they can get. So workers are being very selective with what they want.
That's right. So there's a number of different factors at play here. Certainly, the unemployment benefits are one of them. Benefits have been extended for about 18 months. Usually, there are about 6 months of benefits as you can get, and they pay more. They're $300 better than they were before the pandemic because of the COVID relief bills. So if you're kind of looking at that $10, $15, maybe even $18 an hour job, you're not likely to make much more money going to work than you are on the benefits, especially when you factor in childcare costs, commuting costs, things of that. But you're also right that workers are selective. I talked to ZipRecruiter for this story, and they said only about a third of workers would take the first job they are offered for financial reasons. And that's down from half of workers in 2018, which was a pretty darn good labor market. So workers, because of stimulus benefits, because of unemployment benefits and the like, I feel like they have some more flexibility. And in some cases, they're waiting to take the job that they lost, right? They lost a job that was in their neighborhood or something they enjoyed doing. A lot of people I talked to were in kind of event space, in-person services. Those jobs haven't fully come back yet, but they are coming back. So they're reluctant to take a construction job or a warehousing job that they don't really feel fits their skill sets.
Just to keep on that theme about making more money on unemployment and all, the average unemployment recipient earns better than the equivalent of working a full-time job at $15 an hour. That's if, you know, they're getting the max payout from their state and with these enhanced unemployment benefits. So yeah, I mean, the urge to have to go back so quickly isn't really there. And then on the employer side, a lot of them are offering a lot of benefits, extra pay. I know a lot of big companies have boosted their pay just to start attracting workers as well. But even then, that has a trickle effect too and can leak over to the consumer as well.
That's right. So we're starting to see evidence of wage increases. Companies like Walmart, Amazon, Costco, really big employers have all raised pay this year. And the overall pay picture, it's not going up by gangbusters, around 3%, but that's similar to what it was before the pandemic. Remember, that was the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. So the fact that pay is rising at a similar rate than basically the best post-World War II expansion that we've seen, it's fairly tight out there. It could, though, still be temporary because some of these workers that are on the sideline, come September, benefits run out, schools reopen, people are vaccinated. There might be some more competition in a few months.
So is that the forecast right there? Once September rolls around and these benefits start to go away, things start to normal out, is that when the labor market will start evening out itself? Is that when companies will start finding more workers?
I think that that's a likely possibility. I think at the moment, like I said, sort of the demand is outstripping the supply. Things might come back into equilibrium. The businesses that maybe they're a summer seasonal business, they might have to raise pay to get that worker. Maybe some other businesses say, well, we'll forgo a project. We'll not open every section of the restaurant, and come fall or the beginning of winter, you know, we think that the labor market will come back to us.
Yeah. And that's the concern, right? These businesses need those employees so they can start getting back out there. But it's all it's going to do is just slow the pace of that comeback. So hopefully we'll be able to figure that all out. Eric Morath, labor and economics reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure. Happy to join you anytime.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.